Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and welcome to a special ISE edition of my podcast. I'm joined today with Justin Kennington, who's the president of SDVOE Alliance. Justin, how are you?
Good, Gary. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, well, we always do a pre-ISE show podcast because what SDVOE is doing is they really are the only sort of, you know, and I use the term loosely, but really it is a standard of 10G AV over IP manufacturers that have sort of all gotten together and using the same platform. We've talked about that for the last few years. Software-defined video over Ethernet is what SDVOE stands for. You can find them at the SDVOEAlliance.org or SDVOE.org. Justin, I know that Infocom and ISE have both been big shows for you because it's a chance for all your partners to come together and show at the same time. But at this year's ISE, you're going to bring education with you.
Yeah, that's right. For the last 2 years at Infocom USA, we've had an event at our booth called SDVOE 2020. This is our own educational presentation stage, totally free, open to all show attendees to come by and listen to more than 20 different topics of just 20 minutes each. That's where we got the name, 2020, on AV, on IT, and with a lot of focus on where those two technologies meet and intersect each other.
Yeah, and it's good because they are like little small quick TED Talks, but they're all tech-focused as opposed to product-focused. Your booth this year, your stand at ISE is in Hall 1 F40. So you'll have the actual theater set up inside your booth. Will you also have a technology demo where you do a side-by-side comparing 1G to 10G and do some of the other things you've done in the past?
Almost. We feel like the industry needs to move beyond this 10G, 1G debate. It's a little bit silly, right? It's about performance characteristics and suitability for application. So we're actually bringing to ISE something that we debuted at Infocom US last year in June, which is what we call the Matrix Transformed demonstration. This is an SDVOE system pitted right next to a traditional matrix switching system. And we've actually got one Crestron touch panel controlling both systems in parallel. So users can come up, they can operate, you know, make switches, check out the video wall capabilities, check out the multi-view capabilities. And as they operate the SDVOE system, the matrix switch is doing what it can to match SDVOE. And people come away realizing that it's time to stop thinking about system design in terms of, do I want to do a traditional matrix switch versus do I want to take on AV over IP? And it's time to realize that SDVOE is the way forward. That means AV over IP can do everything your matrix switch could do and more.
And what is some of the more? Give us some examples. I mean, obviously it's doing the input and output switching, but give us some examples of some of what the more is.
You know, even just the IO switching you mentioned, you'll really see the difference in switching speed and just responsiveness of the system overall. But then when we get into some of the more advanced capabilities of our platform, it's very easy to build a video wall on SDVOE. And a lot of high-end matrix switches can do that too. In fact, the matrix switch we use in our demo can build a video wall. But you start to see subtle things like matrix switches can't synchronize the displays in a video wall. So you get weird sort of geometry distortions and tearing effects, especially with high motion content. With SDVOE, there's none of that. The displays are perfectly synchronized. Everything looks great. And then one of our, I would say our most advanced feature is what we call multi-view. That's the ability to take multiple image sources and display them together on a single TV. Now, no matrix switch can do that. Of course, it's possible to build it with dedicated windowing processors and other very expensive hardware. But our point is, here's a capability that's just built into our platform. And you can just call on it via software. That's why we call ourselves software defined. You don't have to buy expensive hardware. You just have to make the right calls to our devices and they do the multi-view for you.
Yeah, and I think that's a key feature is that the idea of being able to put up multiple pieces of content, SDVOE and AV over IP in general, allow you to present non-linearly. So I think that's a unique proposition of AV over IP. It sort of changes the workflow process of everything. So you'll be in Hall 1 in booth F40. You can learn more at SDVOE.org, but also on the SDVOE.org website, you actually have the 2020 training schedule up there, right?
Yeah, go to our website, sdvoe.org. At the top menu bar, you'll find an events tab. The first link under the events tab is our SDVOE 2020 schedule. It's worth pointing out, you know, we wanted to kind of make sure that we're doing everything we can for the more international audience of ISE. So we've actually got these presentations in, according to the current schedule, in 8 different languages. So a lot of them are in English, of course, but we've got Dutch, German, French, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and I'm even working on my buddy to do one in Icelandic. So we'll see if we can get an audience for that one. A bunch of Vikings doing some AV over IP should be really cool.
All right. Well, you can see it all at ISE 2020 in Amsterdam, and make sure you put SDVOE on your booth stop plans, but also that you have about 20 manufacturers, at least maybe more, 25 or 30 manufacturers exhibiting on the show floor that have SDVOE products, and some manufacturers like Christie with them integrated into their products. Can we look forward to seeing more of that in the future, where manufacturers have integrated SDVOE receivers into their display products?
For sure, we're going to see more of that. I can't give away anybody else's plans, but you're right to mention Christie has already done that and is headed further in that direction with more and more products with it built in. We have one of our now 50 members who will be at the show. We'll be showing off a PC capture card with SDVOE technology. So now you plug your PC into the 10 gig network and it can receive and decode SDVOE feeds natively. So we're already starting to see more of that integration into devices that go beyond standalone encoders and decoders. That's a very exciting thing for us in 2020.
Well, check them out at sdvoe.org. And of course, go to raypubs.com/ISE2020 for all the ISE news. Justin, thanks for joining me.
You got it, Gary. Thanks.
Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.